This is the Day at the Beach podcast number 142. This is an hour-long show that showcases almost exclusively modern surf bands. Chances are you will not be hearing any classic surf music from the 60s here on A Day at the Beach, but you will hear the best from today's surf bands from around the world. This first set exemplifies that. We'll start off with Los Cosmos from Moscow, Russia, then Rocket Motors from Finland, Los Satans from Argentina, Frankie and the Pool Boys from Northern California, and Robotron featuring Bjorn Hovland from Brazil, now living in Norway. Can't get much more worldwide than that. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This is Los Cosmos. Today's show consists of 20 songs in this one-hour podcast. I've divided them up into groups of five. You just heard Robotron doing Introspectro Man from their new release, Gorgongola's Revenge. Also just released is Spin the Bottle by Frankie and the Pool Boys. I played Prayer Wheel. Los Satans did Los 666 Sixtons. Rocket Motors with Hot Dogger, that's from their final album Vamos, released in 2013. And Los Cosmos began the show with These Waves Are Too Big for Kids Surfing, from their very first self-titled release. Los Cosmos, along with many of today's surf bands, use Bandcamp to promote their music. Just go to bandcamp.com, type in Los Cosmos, in this case it's Cosmos with a K, in the search box. Listen to all their songs if you want, then purchase and download. Bandcamp offers several different formats for downloading. I always use WAV files. So check out Bandcamp if you haven't done so already. Moving on, the Splashdowns from Hamburg, Germany. We'll be right back. from a brand new CD. How new is it, you ask? Well, when I got this in the mail this week, it was still warm. The Aquasonics from Colorado playing tribute to one of Colorado's river, the Platte. You heard Surf the Platte. The album is Return to Earth by the Aquasonics. Los Trios did Armados y Peligroso, or Armed and Dangerous. A first-time appearance by Tommy Cox with the title track from his LP, Mojado Rodadora. Tommy may be more of a blues artist, but I found him while roaming through Surf Guitar 101. Los Espantos did El Infiltrado, and the set started off with the Splashdowns from their 2017 LP, Rocket Tales. I played Gene Kranz's White Waistcoat. If you recall watching Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks, Gene Kranz was in charge of the control center. Actually, I think he was wearing a white vest, but that's only a minor detail from a great movie. As a reminder, or if you don't know, I have a mailing list that I use only to inform you that a new podcast is posted, since I'm fairly inconsistent about releasing these things. If you care to be on the list, simply drop me a line. ClintBeachwood@gmail.com is one of many ways you can get in touch with me. From Southern California, this is Black Ball Bandits doing Swingy Creepy.
Thank you.
Another debut to the podcast, that was Toro Jones with Lighthouse Point. Lead guitar is Steve Laudacena, again a more of a blues artist, but he has ventured into the world of surf with this new release. They are from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. From Argentina, you heard Los Ultrasonoros with Dinosaur. Kind of fun to hear the harmonica in a surf song. 5-0, spelled F-I-V-E-E-A-U-X, did Duke in the Pocket. Check out their Facebook page and you can listen to over 50 of their songs. They are very much on the loungy side of surf. Some very cool covers in their collection. From the UK, it was the Surf Beats doing the Spyglass Surfer and Black Ball Bandits from their very new release, The Lost Mission. I played Swingy Creepy. I'm going to close out Podcast 142 with the final five-song set. Up next from his new solo project is Burnin' Mike Vernon of Three Balls of Fire. The album is called Guitars After Dark. On the last podcast, I intended to play Under Turquoise Skies, but I inadvertently hit song number 6 instead of number 7, and I played Valse. Obviously, Mike listens to the podcast, and he quickly pointed out that I did not play the song on the playlist, which you can find, by the way, on Surf Guitar 101 and Facebook / A Day at the Beach. So I will amend my erroneous ways, and you will now hear Under Turquoise Skies. He will be followed by Rondo Hatan from their first self-titled LP, I'll Play Corrido Rock. Then Beware of Blast from their new EP, The Legacy, I'll do The Unknown Calls. Le Funders will do Valencia, and I'll close out with Mark Malibu and the Wasegas from Canada with yet another new album, Return of the Wasegas. You'll hear Oceanside. I love that album. I hope you have found this last hour enjoyable and worth the time you've invested in A Day at the Beach. Thank you. Well, look at here. We're at the end of the podcast, and I still have a couple minutes left to fill out a whole hour. So you get a bonus track, like at the end of the CDs sometimes, which I always thought was sort of silly. But regardless, I'm going to play a song that I had not intended to play on this podcast. I was saving it for 143, but I'll put it on now. It's the other song by the Seatopians that I have. The Seatopians out of Boise, Idaho. This song is Toho Stomp. Last time I played Torgo's Revenge, and this is the only other song that I know they have. Toho Stomp. These are the Seatopians. Thanks for listening to A Day at the Beach.